I'm curious about Mike's perspective on this, particularly this is not something that's used a lot on the other side of the Atlantic. Peter referred to the NCCN practice guidelines that have come out not too long ago, supporting the use of Oncotype. And the other issue is in terms of the mamma print that we want to talk a little bit about. ASCO also came out with recommendations, their tumor marker committee, in terms of the use of Oncotype. Just before I flew down here, I pulled off the Journal of Clinical Oncology, the EPUB of several letters to the editor, a couple letters from people who had been involved with mamma print questioning, you know, the NCCN guidelines and the ASCO guidelines not including mamma print. Mike, what's your take on this?
It's quite good for me because I can look from afar and be perhaps a little bit more objective than even the people involved. It strikes me that the Oncotype has a number of advantages over the mamma print. I mean, the biggest and most obvious advantage is that the mamma print needs fresh tissue, and you need, as a surgeon, you need to actually cut into the specimen and take a core out of it. Certainly had discussions with the mamma print group. I think that's not practical for most surgeons. The pathologists go crazy when you start cutting into the breast tissue. So unless we can get that on a core biopsy or something like that, then I think the mamma print, sadly, is going to have limited value. Oncotype, much better because you can do it after the event. And the results that are coming out from Oncotype are pretty impressive. And I think we, like you guys, the guidelines are very important. I think this will get eventually some kind of rubber stamp in the UK, and I think it'll become widely used. It seems to me as a definite move forward, particularly to try and avoid overtreatment, because I think the biggest problem we have today is actually overtreatment, not undertreatment.
And final comment from Peter about this issue, and particularly about mamma print.
Mamma print, of course, was developed in a population of patients who were both ER positive and ER negative. And the results were presented as a prognostic assay in the group overall. But I don't think it's been truly validated in the ER negative patients. If you actually look in the detail of the publications, you'll find that almost none of the patients, less than 5%, who were ER negative actually had high mamma print scores. There were so few patients overall that we don't really know the prognosis of those patients. So I don't think a claim that mamma print should be applied to ER negative patients and that that's its special niche is really well defended at this point by the data. It's operated at an enormous disadvantage relative to the Oncotype assay because the Oncotype assay was developed quickly with long-term follow-up on very large numbers of patients because it can be done on archival material, fixed material. And the mamma print assay, of course, has had only much smaller tumor banks available for its development and validation. And these have not been banks that have been based on randomized clinical trials. So its development and validation is nowhere near as strong as that for the Oncotype assay.